hits your eye like a big pizza pie. That's amore.
I'm Kendra.
I'm Michael.
This is Pizza Nerds, a podcast about making great pizza at home.
This is the second episode in our New York style series, and today we're talking about sauce.
Before we talk about sauce, the sauce behind our podcast. Did you like how I just said that? Didn't even plan it.
Please don't be about me.
It's super about you. Our friend and producer, Jason, who I just called the secret sauce.
That's what I was afraid of.
Amen.
Okay, so we're talking about sauce for our New York style dough, but before we do that, starter question,
Kendra.
Yes.
What did you make last week?
I made, all right, I feel like I'm going to anger like 17% of the internet right now, but I made a Serious Eats pizza dough that was real bad.
No.
It was really bad. Kenji, dang it, what's his last name? Lopez Alt?
Kenji Lopez Alt.
Thank you.
Lopez
Alt. I mean, he's like great and brilliant and knows all these food things. But my, I don't know, here's my opinion. I feel like if you're going to write about literally every single kind of food and make every single kind of food, you can't possibly be an expert at every single kind of food.
Right. Yeah.
His dough is not great. It was like a pan dough. Did I make his pan dough? Or did I make a different one? It doesn't matter. Whatever it was really disappointing. So, but we still ate it and it was fine.
Yeah.
But in order to be a pizza nerd, sometimes you have to go through duds.
Yeah.
So what'd you make last week?
Well, actually I made one off that same site recently, maybe a couple weeks ago. That was also not super great.
It wasn't super
great. And it was not a pan pizza. It was like a hand tossed style.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't.
Very sad.
Yeah. I made, well, like we talked about last week, we've been doing like the competition to find our best New York. So I made a couple of those, and one of them, actually the one that came into the weekend as the winner, stayed the winner.
That's
really fun.
Kenji did not advance. Serious Eats.
Kenji didn't advance.
Did not advance at either of our houses.
Yeah.
I know. But that's one of the reasons why we're here. Is to save everybody else from having
to. We made that dough so you wouldn't have
to. Right. Is not good, but it's fine. I mean, if you made it in like a vacuum, it would be great. It would be fine.
Oh, yeah.
But we've become...
Our bars are high.
Very high.
Yes. Do the pizza nerds recommend making dough in a vacuum? Because we're going to get calls.
There it is. So dusty. Okay. All right. So let's talk about sauce for New York style dough.
Yeah. So last time we talked about dough, we got all the way to dough balls in the fridge.
Yep.
They're rising.
350 grams.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I'm going to bring that up as many times as I possibly can.
That's right. Exactly 350 gram dough balls. While those are rising, this particular type of sauce is a good one to make the night before.
Yeah.
You can make it the day of. You could make it so this is getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, but the dough balls will come out of the fridge an hour-ish before you cook them.
It's good if they're a little bit. You take the chill off.
Getting it toward room temperature.
Yeah.
You could make your sauce right then.
Yes, you could.
And I've done that lots of times.
Sure.
I think you could make a case that it's better if you make it the night before.
I agree.
And let it
hang.
Hang for a night.
And some sauces, some sauces for specific pizzas, which we will get into later, it's not a cooked sauce.
Right.
Like it goes on at different times, all the stuff. But for a New York pizza, generally, it's a cooked sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty spiced.
Yep.
It's got garlic and herbs and all the things.
Yep. It's more flavorful because of the ingredients, not just because the one or two ingredients.
Exactly.
In it.
Yeah. Exactly. So, and the recipe, and we did the same, I've been tournament styling my sauce too.
Mm-hmm.
And, the one that we sort of landed on uses olive oil and butter, which is really nice. It's really round, oregano, fresh garlic. And this is where it kind of feels maybe like, oh, I'm doing so much work to make sauce, but it's really just, this really is a dump and stir, and you just let it sit on low on the stove and it's just gets better and better the longer it sits.
Yep.
Which is why if you can make it a day before, you know, it's great.
Yep. And I think we both like this one. There was another sauce that was very good, but was even more flavorful.
Yeah.
And it was like, we talked about, it was so good for dipping.
So good for dipping.
But it was maybe too dominant for to be on the pizza.
Yeah.
Like it kind of was, it was not balanced with the rest of the stuff.
Right. Because this dough is one that has some decent flavor because of the sugar and the oil.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's a sweet, greasy pizza, but like it's got a little bit more flavor. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice that the sauce is like, can hold its own, mm-hmm. but it's not bossy.
Right.
So, so this particular sauce is, yeah, it's like, butter, olive oil, garlic, tomatoes. Can you, any thoughts on like, whole that you crush with your hands or tomato sauce or crushed tomatoes or like the consistency of canned tomatoes? Mm-hmm. Like, have you had any deal breakers with canned tomatoes or have a preference or anything?
I've never had success hand crushing them.
Me either.
I've tried.
Me too. Are we not strong enough? Is that the problem?
No, I just can't get like it from having like, just like chunks of.
Yeah, it's just like gloopy and watery
yeah,
and weird.
Gloopy and yeah.
Maybe I feel like food shows, I feel like food channels have like duped us into thinking that you're like cooler if you crush tomatoes by hand. Mm-hmm. I've never had success in any recipe, not just sauce, with hand crushing my own whole peeled yeah. tomatoes.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I just use tomato sauce or like puree okay. that's already a little bit thicker.
Okay.
Versus like, what's the one that's like a little bit more watery?
Like sauce.
Yes.
Like the one that's actually called it's tomato already sauce.
Called sauce. Yeah. But doesn't have like seasonings in it. It's right. just like yep. plain tomatoes.
Yeah. And I like, I do like using the whole peeled tomatoes
mm-hmm.
that come in the can.
Yes.
And then, but I just put them in a food processor.
Right.
And just a little bit though. Cause if you do that too much, it gets really watery.
Maybe that's my problem when I've used whole tomatoes.
Yeah.
Cause I didn't know that was a thing. You can process them too much.
Yeah. Because the seeds and all that stuff, they actually contain water, and the more you sort of whip it up, the sort of just more watery it gets.
That makes a lot of sense.
So you just pulse it a little bit.
Fascinating.
I've also seen people use an immersion blender inside the can.
Yep. Yes.
And I actually did that last weekend to try, which it sprayed me pretty bad. So I decided to stick with my more to clean, more cups to clean, less clothing to clean.
Nice.
A fail though on the tomato sauce for me lately. I grew some tomatoes outside in a pot this
yeah.
year, and I grew the Roma ones for making pizza sauce. Like right. that was my only purpose in growing these. And so I got my first like harvest of them a few weeks ago, and learned how to blanch them to take the skins off.
Wow.
All this, like lots of work.
Yeah.
And lots of anticipation because like it's a lot of time investment, watering.
You like literally planted a seed. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I pulsed it up the same way and it was really watery
mm-hmm.
for some reason, like way, not even close to the texture that you'd want for sauce. But I thought, well, maybe like cooking it down for a long time
yeah.
will get... I cooked it for like over an hour. It's still really watery. And then it tasted awful. It was like, it
so
was
sad.
Terrible.
Oh man.
So I drew the conclusion for myself that it is not worth growing.
It's not worth growing your own tomatoes.
Tomatoes to make sauce.
Do they taste good? Like not cooked? Like, are they,
I
good
think so.
Tomatoes?
I actually don't love tomatoes by themselves, but
okay.
Hannah, my wife, she says they're good.
She says they're good.
To eat. Yeah.
So you wouldn't eat a tomato sandwich? Like
no,
bread and mayonnaise and tomato?
I wouldn't.
Do you eat tomato sandwiches?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not summer until I've had a tomato sandwich.
Thank you.
Okay.
I feel like if you made me a t-shirt that said that, I would wear it all summer long because that is the truest mantra of my life.
It would have tomato juice running down the front of it, staining it the whole time.
Get to work, guys. Design this nice, shirt for me, please. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, I'm sorry that you had a... That is really sad.
No, it was a fun experiment.
What a sad payoff.
It was a sad payoff, though. Mm.
Yeah. Well, you've got great like basil. Do you have peppers back there, too, or just basil?
Some jalapeno peppers, nice. Which have been great.
Which I had pickled on something, not on pizza, but I had them on a rice bowl at your house.
Yeah.
When you were not there.
Okay.
And they were so good.
They're great on pizza, too, the
well,
pickled ones.
Nice.
We've done that, too.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about the toppings. Yeah, we'll
later.
Do that when we yeah. do toppings. Okay, so the sauce, like, yeah, it's just really nice if you cook it down. And it just, the flavors mellow and all that kind of stuff. The other thing I think that I feel like this is true. Correct me if this is not true. So with New York style pizza, now we're using our home ovens. I do mine at the highest temperature. I do 550.
Yep.
Do you do five? Okay.
Oh yeah.
But I feel like if you put a New York style dough or pizza into like one of those crazy 1200 degree ovens,
uh-huh.
it doesn't like, I feel like the New York pizza is supposed to cook a little bit lower, a mm-hmm. little bit lower temperature,
mm-hmm.
Which is why the sauce, it's better to cook it because like for example, we'll get into this eventually, but like a Neapolitan pizza is a raw sauce generally mm-hmm. because it almost cooks in the oven.
Oh, right.
It's such a high temperature.
Cooking for a couple minutes.
So you really do want this. It's not just the flavor, but I think because you're not cooking it as high a temperature as you want the sauce to like mm-hmm. have already gone through the process a little bit of being cooked. So, yeah, I will make mine. I've made mine up to like a week ahead of time.
Yeah.
Just put in the fridge, man.
Right.
In a jar.
Yeah. And so if you're a person that's making pizza multiple weekends, mm-hmm. like if you make it every weekend,
yeah.
you could potentially make it
double
before one weekend and yeah. use it the next.
Yeah. I've done that multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
And you also have frozen.
I have.
Sauce.
And it worked great.
It worked great.
Yeah. I had like a double and put it in a freezer bag and froze it flat.
Uh huh.
Like put it on a cookie sheet in the freezer and then you can just sort of like stack the frozen bags or whatever.
Yeah.
And, that works for all liquid things, by the way. And then, just put it in some, like a sink of water, the bag in a sink of water and it thawed in like half an hour.
That's awesome.
And put it in the stove. It was great. Yeah. No, we didn't even put it in the stove. You just put it in a bowl. Did we heat it?
We didn't reheat it.
Yeah. You just put it in a bowl. It was great.
Yeah.
So that's another thing, that makes like, if you really want to nerd out, but let's say you, I don't know, like, you work a lot or it's like a busy season, but you still want to sort of maintain the integrity of Pizza Fridays. Like you can make, or pizza any day, you can, you can make sauce in advance and freeze it and mm-hmm. it works great.
Just like the dough
sauce at least.
So you could potentially have your whole pizza meal in the freezer and just pull it out. And
totally.
It's really great.
It is really great. So. It is really great. Okay. So I have, one question about the sauce. When you put sauce on the pizza, for this particular pizza, how much sauce do you put on? Like, do you have like a gauge?
Are you asking me if I have a gram measurement?
I wasn't actually.
Because I don't
okay.
for this.
If you had said you did.
He doesn't need it because he measured the dough ball.
Right. He measured the dough ball. He measured the sauce beforehand. No, but you know, like visually, like you can,
right.
there. I feel like there is such a thing as too little or too much sauce. So like, do you just go like, is it just intuition and you're just like, oh no, this is enough? Or
I think so. Do you think it's subjective though a little bit like what people like?
I like a saucy pizza personally.
Yeah, I've seen some videos of pizzeria pizza making where they have a very specific like ladle that they use that sort of like, it's like one ladle or two ladles or something like that.
Sense.
But I mean, that's probably more for just the flow of like making hundreds of pizzas in a night. It just makes it simple,
right?
But I feel like that's one of those things. Some people like sauce a lot mm-hmm. and want more of it. And others don't.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a pizza that maybe gets like a pretty medium amount, like where some kind of a deep dish or a pan pizza might get more.
Exactly.
And maybe a Neapolitan gets a little lighter. Mm-hmm. This is sort of in the middle maybe.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I think I sort of, I don't want to see the dough under the sauce mm-hmm. across most of the pizza.
Yeah.
You know how like when you're swirling it and it's just like a schmear. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I want more than that. So I was just curious if you just had like a mental gauge of when you stop saucing.
That's probably a good idea. Like I feel like I typically just scoop it on with like a spoon, mm-hmm. like a larger ish spoon and use the back of the spoon to spread it.
Yep.
Sort of in circles, starting in the middle and working out.
Yeah.
And I feel like where the spoon is touching the back of that spoon, there's like little lines mm-hmm. where you can see a little bit of dough, but that's kind of it.
But that's kind of it. Yeah. Yep. I use sometimes I'll use an offset spatula like for cake frosting.
Okay.
To make it even.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like, feels like also baking a cake.
Oh, which interesting.
I always like to have that feeling. That.
Yeah.
So yeah, that could be, I mean, I think most people have a spoon at the ready more than they have an offset spatula, but I still like to have it.
I think we can give her the nerd award for using an offset spatula to put
Yes!
Yes! for this episode.
I'm so happy.
I think that's right.
I'm so happy. Nerd award goes to me. We should keep a tally of who wins the most nerd awards.
I'm coming for you.
I'm so excited.
That's it for this episode. Don't forget to visit our website, pizzanerds.co. We'll have the recipes up there for the dough and also the sauce that we talked about today. As well as lots of other stuff, resources, etc. Also, Instagram, we're there at Pizza Nerds Co. And we'll post pictures of pizzas we're making, things we're excited about.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Pizza Nerds. I'm Kendra. He's Michael. And we are glad you're a pizza nerd, too. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.